Hello, now we are going to focus on JCI accreditation in quality management in healthcare. Joint Commission International, that is what is JCI. Improving the quality and safety of the healthcare for every patient across the globe. You can see here the logo of JCI. JCI accreditation is authorized by the Joint Commission International. The international arm of the Joint Commission, that is United States, largest accreditor of healthcare organizations. And yes, United States has got the largest business in healthcare. JCI is wholly non-profit and exists to provide leadership, quality and credibility in the field of international healthcare. JCI is headquartered in Illinois, United States, and has a set of regional offices in Europe, Middle East, and Asia Pacific. So we understand that JCI is a total global organization. Joint Commission International has been operating since 1994 and has worked in over 80 countries where it has accredited or certified over 400 public and private healthcare organizations. So since 1994, it is working in 80 countries and have almost certified 400 plus private healthcare organizations and public as well. Joint Commission International accredits hospitals, clinical laboratories, primary care services, ambulatory care services and care continuum services. So these are the various ways, various organizations that are actually accredited by the Joint Commission International. It also provides certification for 15 kinds of clinical care programs. JCI received accreditation in 2011 from the International Society for Quality in Health Care, ISQA, which shows that the processes and benchmarks used by JCI are of the highest international standards. So they have already received, JCI has already received accreditation from the International Society. So that is why their accreditation is of very high level. The Joint Commission International, Joint Commission and World Health Organization collaborate together on the WHO Collaborating Center Initiative dedicated to patient safety. So even they are connected with WHO for patient safety. A JCI accreditation is the most prestigious accreditation a non-US hospital can get, and consequently it is worth a lot to hospitals that offer services to foreign patients. Today you have medical tourism, especially when people from US, countries like US, they come to India and they opt for medical tourism, for tourism and medical problems they combine, and some patients visit the medical hospitals in India and they are managed by the doctors. The JCI accreditation process centers on patients' care and treatment as well as on the organization's management and clinical systems. The JCI standards define the assessment of the key functions of hospitals and healthcare organizations. Key functions, what are the key functions? Key functions include meeting the international goal of patient safety, access to care, assessment and care processes, infection control, education, information management and human resources, facility management, leadership and management. So you see that there are a lot of key functions: patient safety, access to care, assessment and care process, so infection control, lot of the things are there which can be managed. The JCI has total of 6 accreditation programs and 1 certification program. Accreditation includes hospitals, ambulatory care, clinical lab, care continuum, primary care centers and medical transport organizations. So lot of the hospitals and different care functions are under the umbrella of JCI. Yeah, if we compare the NABH standards and the JCI standards, the chapters are 10 in NABH, in JCI 14, in standards 105, in JCI 319, objective elements in NABH is 682, but in JCI it is 1222. So obviously, a very high way for JCI standards. Assessing readiness for accreditation, again the principles would be same. It would not be different. It would be same as that of the NABH accreditation. So it is not a one-time accomplishment, it is not passing one exam. JCI accreditation is ongoing commitment to a process that demands time, financial resources and follow-through, but ultimately help the organization to improve continuously over time. So you know that is the place that it is, you know, continuously going, continuously improvement is there. Okay, so let's understand the accreditation process. First step is accreditation process is to obtain a copy of the JCI standards and prepare for accreditation. Once an organization is ready to apply for accreditation, they can take part in a trial survey as a means of experiencing a full JCI survey and highlighting any gaps in their organization. The organization submits their application and schedules survey dates with JCI. So, as similar to your NABH accreditation, during the full survey, JCI surveyors look back over the 4-month period prior to the start of survey in order to judge performances over an adequate amount of time. So this is a little bit more detailed than the NABH. Following the survey, organization may need to carry out some follow-up activity. Following the end of the survey, the JCI decision on accreditation will be given. A proven pathway to the survey of JCI accreditation, 18 to 24 months and the accreditation is yours. First, become familiar with JCI accreditation standards and survey process. So you require 2 to 3 months, you become familiar with JCI's accreditation standards and processes. 2, conduct gap analysis and build action plan. 2 to 3 months, you have a gap analysis action plan. 3, update policies and procedures. 2 months, once you understand the gap analysis, update the policies. 4, target improvements where needed. 2 to 3 months. 5, work with staff to overcome obstacles. 2 to 3 months. 6, assess your readiness at the midpoint. 2 to 3 months. 7, continue training for sustainable changes. So if there are changes, identify, continue training. 2 to 3 months. 8, evaluate and refine processes for 2 to 3 months. So you have to evaluate, you have to refine the processes. And use a mock survey to assess your readiness 2 to 3 months. So you are assessing your readiness and make final modifications 6 to 7 months. The process of achieving JCI accreditation takes between 18 to 24 months for a hospital. Reaccreditation process is JCI reaccreditation is required every 3 years. Following the original survey. 6 to 9 months before the reaccreditation survey is due, the hospital should submit a revised application and schedule a JCI accreditation resurvey. JCI accredited hospitals in India: Fortis Escorts Heart Institute, Artemis Health Institute, Apollo Gleneagles Hospital, Apollo Hospital Chennai, Fortis Mohali Hospital, Narayana Hrudayalaya Health City, Moolchand Med City, Indraprastha Apollo Hospital, Apollo Hospital Bangalore, Shroff Eye Hospital, Asian Heart Institute, Fortis Hospital Bangalore, Fortis Hospital Mulund. Thank you.